bring up anything here. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We will take your calls about what you want. 855-453 is the Pro XPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Corey.
And Mark.
Corey's here, courtesy of his show, The Corey Moore Show. CoreyMooreShow.com. CoreyMooreShow.com. Show.com. You can go get more of him there. And his crew, I guess? What do we want to call them? The gang?
The gang. of misfits and deviants.
You have a large...
The island of misfit toys.
...group of co-hosts, and you guys have a lot of fun on your show. So our listeners who have not yet checked it out should go and do that. We're going to go back to the phones here and to the fun, though. I want to bring you up to speed if you're just tuning in. We have generally been talking about the insanity of the war on drugs, various different aspects of it. The first portion of the show, we focused on an article from TheBlaze.com talking about just the corruption that is rife throughout the DEA and the FBI, Border Patrol agents being caught in the crossfire of FBI-informed drug cartels, shooting it out with other drug cartel agents. Basically, the FBI and the DEA have picked a favorite cartel, and they're helping them distribute drugs so they can supposedly work their way up through the ranks in theory that they'll somehow bring the cartel down at some point. But, of course, even if they were to actually take out some cartel members, it would only just create new opportunities for the sergeants or the lieutenants or the low-level foot soldiers at this point to move up in the ranks. And as we talked about earlier, if you take out the boss of the cartel and there's a couple lieutenants left, they might attempt to slit each other's throats in order to take that king seat. So you're going to end up with some very, very violent people over time as the takedowns continue. But the corruption is there's no shortage of it. There's no shortage of the stories. They're always out there. There's always some fresh new story of somebody on the take, somebody being paid to look the other way in the Border Patrol, or in this case now the DEA and the FBI actually openly working, or I guess quietly working with drug cartels, but the story's been blown open by one agent with the Border Patrol, Agent John Dodson. By the way, in a very interesting final line in the story, Dodson says he is currently treated like a pariah amongst his fellow agents there at the Border Patrol, as he is outspoken about the Fast and Furious scandal.
But you got to keep the brotherhood. I mean, it's spoken of. It's spoken of in all kinds of media around police agencies. There's a brotherhood. And, you know, these guys are on our team. The rest of those folks, they're on their team. And so you protect your team.
So it's also not only we've been talking about kind of the news aspect and prohibition and some of the consequences of drug prohibition and how awful it is, but now Mark has called in from Pennsylvania to ask the question, why do drugs at all? Why do people do this? He says years ago when he turned 21, he tried alcohol and it just wasn't for him. So he really doesn't understand that. And so I like that we've kind of gone into the philosophical side of this. And Mark, are you still with us there?
Yes, sir.
So I just wanted to give you my answer to that. And then, Mark, you kind of gave just a general answer of, well, that's just what people do.
Well, I also have some specific thing I want to say about it once you've had a chance.
So for me, I think that the use of mood-altering or state-altering consciousness-altering products is useful and enlightening and interesting. It's not, for me, an escape. It's, for me, a spiritual experience. And that's what it's become. Now, when I started using marijuana, it was for fun. You know, I was 16 years old, and everything's a lot funnier, for instance, when you're 16 and you're high on cannabis. So that was what it was back then. But what it has turned into is basically more of a sacrament than anything else. I feel like, especially when we start talking about, because marijuana is a mild psychedelic, we start talking about entheogens like LSD or, for instance, DMT, then you start to get into some very interesting experiences that can be very life-altering in positive and, in some cases, negative fashions. So, yeah, are there some risks involved in these experiences? Sure there are. But there's risk involved in a lot of things in life. A lot of things that are worth doing are worth taking risks for. But I don't want to make it sound like I'm advocating that young people go out and do these things. I didn't do LSD until I was in my early 20s. I didn't do it as a teenager, and I'm glad I didn't. I don't know if I would have been ready for an experience.
You have to be emotionally ready for something
yes.
like that.
I don't know if I would have been ready for an experience like that. I credit MDMA.
I'd say young people are traditionally very bad at deciding on whether or not they're old enough to do something.
I credit MDMA. Well, I mean, I was still technically young at age 22, but not as young. Anyway, I credit my first use of MDMA with, which is an empathogen, with shifting my, or helping me shift my perspective on the beauty of nature. I never really had an appreciation for it until I was on MDMA for the first time, and ever since then, that stuck with me. There have been things that I've experienced while on various different substances that I never would have experienced otherwise, and they've been very, very important moments in my life. So that's kind of a brief answer to the question from my perspective. Mark, before we go on around the panel here, I'd like to get your thoughts.
Now, every experience you had with drugs was a good experience?
No, that's not necessarily true. I've had some terrible experiences with alcohol, for instance, where, you know, that I've ended up puking and very, very uncomfortable and hungover the next day. Of course, alcohol is one of the most dangerous and hard drugs known to man. I also had a break from reality after taking some LSD once and then believing that time didn't exist anymore.
That was pretty serious.
Then stayed up for several days and went basically insane as a result of that. But it's also one of the most important experiences of my life for various different other reasons. So, but I think that I credit that with staying up for several days rather than the LSD. Yes, the LSD did lead me to the conclusion that time didn't exist, but, you know, it was the staying up for several days that drove me insane. So there's my answer to that question, Mark. Any other thoughts?
Well, I think the after effects on different drugs affect people differently, individually. I really don't advocate a lot of drugs, especially your man-made drugs, the pharmaceutical drugs. Is it my understanding that it's true that the United States is one of the only countries in the world that advertises drugs on television?
You know, I wouldn't know that.
Good question. I don't know either, but I do know that of the times, and I haven't done it very much, I did take some sort of opiate pharmaceutical at one point. I don't know if it was an oxycodone or whatever, but I've never had any meaningful experience on pharmaceutical drugs. The only meaningful experiences I've had have been mushrooms, LSD, and MDMA, and DMT.
I was in terrible pain one time, and a friend gave me a generic oxycodone mm-hmm. as I was going to the hospital for a ruptured eardrum from a diving accident. The situation, because I had the pain medication, along the way I began talking about my childhood and decided that the pain no longer hurt so much, and let's just turn around and go home. And the next day I was fine. Not fine, but fine enough that I didn't have to go spend hundreds of dollars at the emergency room, and you know, there you go. So I hope the statute of limitations has run out on that confession there.
Opiates make you feel numb. That's the advantage that opiates have, and that's why a lot of people that have problems like to use opiates. They don't raise your consciousness like psychedelics do,
mm-hmm.
but if they're like alcohol in the same way, it's like consuming alcohol without the dangerous side effects of getting sick, and that's why a lot of people do them.
And I'd like to point out that there's a certain sort of classification of creative individual that's into this stuff. You think about Jim Morrison, Johnny Cash,
Jimi Hendrix,
the
Beatles,
and you could, but I don't want to stick just with one era. I want people to understand.
Musicians are switching drugs now.
To modern day, Lady Gaga recently.
Right. Well, Lady Gaga on back to, as far back as you want to go. Mm-hmm. I'll bet you the gals that did Apple Blossom Time, whatever they were. I can't remember the sisters. But they probably did it too. That the fact is that those kind of folks, creative folks, painters, sculptors, people who have been in the creative fields throughout time have been attracted to these things. And maybe they make them more creative, or maybe creative people are attracted to those kind of things, or maybe it's both.
On the other hand, there are people who do abuse drugs, and there are people who use drugs to escape a really crappy life that they might be having. There are plenty of studies that show that's the case with people like crack addicts and meth addicts, for instance. These are people who have very, very little to live for, at least so they feel. So that's their experience, and so they lose themselves.
Commonly in depressed areas. You'll find that more in your depressed areas.
That's absolutely true, Mark. And I thank you for the call.
Hope.
I appreciate you calling in. It's a good question and a good thing to talk about, because there's a big difference between drug users that are responsible and drug abusers. We'll continue in moments. This is Free Talk Live at 855 450 free.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live.
want here, toll free at 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy all the features on the site for free. Now, one of the things you can do is help support the show by sending some Bitcoin our way. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can drop Bitcoin in the Bitcoin tip jar, and that'll help Free Talk Live out. In fact, we're actually having Bitcoin matching right now, where up to $250 per month's worth of Bitcoin contributions will be matched by a generous contributor. So your Bitcoins go extra further.
I thought that was only till Christmas.
No. Bitcoin matching. No, I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear. The Christmas offer was when you amp the show,
okay. And
then you get Bitcoins in return for your amp dollars. That offer has expired. That is no longer on
gotcha.
The table.
Okay.
But we do have one gentleman who has pledged to match Bitcoin contributions. So if you were to, say, send 0.25 Bitcoin, this other person would, well, I don't know, that might be. They'd probably match the 0.25, 0.25 being like close to $200 now at this point. But anyway, up to $250 per month's worth of Bitcoin, we'll have that matched. So don't hesitate to send 0.002 Bitcoin, and it'll turn into 0.004. So thanks to everybody who does that. The Bitcoin tip jar is at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Well, speaking about getting Bitcoins, the way to do that is cashintocoins.com. A lot of people talking about Bitcoin these days, but no one's really telling the average person how to go get Bitcoins. A lot of people want to get involved. They don't know how to do it, and there's some scammy stuff out there as far as how to get Bitcoins. The fact is, cashintocoins.com is easy. It's safe, it's fast, it's legal, and I think that this is really important to a lot of people. They've gone through all the regulatory hoops, and that gives them some level of legitimacy, I guess. And it's inexpensive. Really, they don't have very high fees comparative. Customer service is their top priority. The fact is, when you do business with the public, you're always going to have bumps along the way. CashintoCoins.com does their very, very best to make sure you have the single best customer service priority. Tell you what, they've got no fees on orders under $40. So if you want to try it out, see how it works out for you, give it a try. Buy under $40 worth of Bitcoins by going to CashintoCoins.com. They make it easy for you. I've done the purchases myself at the website without any help from them. It's not like they walked me through it or anything like that. I just went. I wanted to know what the experience was for a, kind of the...
A near Luddite.
I'm not that great on the internet, right? I just don't like to read everything, all the instructions.
Without having his hand held, it's easy.
Yeah, I can do it. It's easy. CashintoCoins.com.
All right, back to the phones and the fun here. Let's go to ladies first. Pam is listening online, I believe. Pam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, my guys. First of all, I need to tell you that I think I'm your oldest listener.
And any listener who's been listening for a little while knows you're not named Pam, usually when you call the show, but I won't out you because for some reason you wanted to be called Pam tonight. So go ahead, Pam, from somewhere.
For over 18 years, I've been on opiates and also spend $1,000 a month to buy over and above what I can get prescribed for me.
Jeez.
Wow,
that's a lot of money.
So you're buying opiates on the black market?
Yes, sir. What's funny is back when you kids weren't born, I was trying to have certain things legalized, marijuana and certain things I do believe in. I would never break the law if it wasn't agony and desperation. In the area I live, and maybe many others, it's unlikely that you will get more than 6 pills a day for excruciating pain.
By prescription, you mean?
Absolutely. So by my luck, because of my condition, the doctor allows me 240 pills a month, which doesn't, I'm up around the clock. I never know. I lay in different places. I'm in agony. I have many problems with my bones.
So, well, I bet if we put you in a jail cell, that would help you.
Right. That's going to help anybody, right?
Thing of it is, though, is I also would never, ever break the law if people wouldn't say to me, such as the government, I'll tell you what you need for your condition, because that's outrageous to me.
How much are you paying, by the way, on the black market, and what are you buying?
Well, if you buy Loratab Percocet, Percodan, hydrocodone. I forget the other one. If you said it, I'd know it.
Oxycodone.
On the milligram you're paying, depending on the area. But you can get $6 a pill, and oftentimes less if you're lucky enough to get a deal where you can get them less. But it's so rare.
How did you meet the dealers? I mean, you sound like you're of retirement age. I mean, how did you end up getting connected?
It's what happens, honey, is people know you hurt, and so they say, I have something. And I am telling you that I started drinking simply because I couldn't get a doctor to give me the medicine I needed to even basically function. And if someone says, well, I have a prescription, you say, well, the first time it happened to me was many, many years ago. And when the girl gave them to me, I didn't know she wanted money for them. And I thanked her, and I'm going, oh, my God, you've saved my life.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Now give me my money.
Oh, I rate when I didn't get it. So then I realized you buy them, and you literally can pay, in my area, $5 or $6 for 10 milligrams of, say, let's just go with Lord's Habs or hydrocodone. And when I say I do have a doctor, one time I dropped a pharmacist because I finally had a doctor that would give me 8 a day, and the pharmacist starts butting in and saying, you shouldn't take more than 6 a day. Well, I'm on my way out of this world. I want to have some comfort and function, be able to function. So I don't care if I take 3 times that, if I can hug a grandchild, pet my dog, or go to a store. So I'm going to pay it, and I get 240 pills from a doctor. But when they lowered it, I had one surgeon, because I wouldn't let him operate. He kept lowering the dosage of the pills.
What, intending to get you to consent to an operation?
Absolutely.
And wow, that's terrible.
The only thing that helped me is my heart doctor and my pulmonary specialist wouldn't release me for surgery, so a different doctor, not the surgeon, gave me a prescription for 240, which means I get to take 8 pills a day.
Pam, I want to thank you for calling and sharing your story tonight. I think it really brings it home for a lot of people how insane this war on drugs is and how it affects people, and that you're putting yourself at risk just to try to feel better, just to relieve some pain. Well, you're at risk of felony charges.
And telling other people about it puts her at risk, too. And this is really just for the next person that comes along that has the same problem. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Do you think Pam should be put in a jail cell? Are you a drug warrior? It's Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all, but the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line joining you in the studio this evening. It's Ian here.
And Corey.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can also join us on Skype. We have a Skype username, lrn.fm, that allows you to connect and sound really great when you get on the air. So if you've got Skype, feel free to utilize that as well. And again, join us at freetalklive.com, where we have archives that go back for years. You can just click and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you like for free. freetalklive.com.
I've been telling you how to get Bitcoins. I haven't told you how to spend them. You go to bitcoinstore.com. There they've got electronics. They specialize in electronics, whether it's flat-screen TVs or laptops or desktops or cameras, MP3 players, whatever it is the consumer electronic device that you might need in your life today, they've got it. And the big surprise is they're selling it for less than you're going to be able to find it at any other website. They're selling it at a wholesale price because at BitcoinStore.com, what their intention is not to make money as much as it is to get people to buy things with Bitcoin and use it for its intended purpose, which is a currency. BitcoinStore.com. Go check out their prices. Compare them to everyone else. It's worth it. With BitcoinStore.com, you can buy anonymously. Is all they need is an address to ship. They've already been paid. It doesn't have the same billing things that go along with credit cards. It's amazing. BitcoinStore.com.
Let's continue here. Your calls, your thoughts. We go to the phones and the fun, where we have Doug listening in Wilmington to WILM. Hey, Doug.
How are you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir.
Well, I gotta say something here. I've watched throughout my life. In the 70s, I moved to a state where marijuana was legal. at the time, and jails were empty. But through the years, I noticed something was happening, and what it was the accidents. People were getting hurt and maimed more.
Where was marijuana legal in the 70s? Was it Alaska?
Well, yes, it was.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But to continue, what I did notice is that the companies would say, you know, if you can't pass a drug test, you don't go to work. So what started happening is that a lot of Alaskans were out of work, and they were bringing in workers from out of state that were clean and could do the jobs. Not that the Alaskans couldn't do it. They were just stoned all the time. And the problem there was is now you've got another big problem. You got a lot of people out of work complaining that out-of-state workers are coming in. But it was really about a lot of the jobs up there are dangerous. You know, you can't have impaired people working. And you know how people are. They'll do it. They'll get impaired, and they'll be on the job, and they'll get charged.
Yeah, but they do that whether the drugs are legal or not. I mean, there's plenty of construction workers that'll get high on the job.
That's true. But you noticed one thing. You got a pill for everything, you know. A lot of the guys fishing were taking speed so they could stay up those long hours because greed started playing a big part in it. And you're working 18, 20 hours a day, getting no sleep. But, you know, what I've
That's
noticed
dangerous.
For years, because freedom is what you guys are usually talking about. And to say, no, you can't do this is against the freedoms. But I understand the problem. But then you did say earlier about the government. See, our government is for sale. You know, when they let one cartel sell and then they get in bust and shoot and kill the other cartels, that's the same thing they do with our corporations today. They kind of eliminate the competition. So, I mean,
Doug, I don't think there's anything wrong with a company being able to set a policy and say, hey, you don't get to be high on the job here, and if you are, we get to fire you. I mean, there's
right.
nothing wrong
oh, yeah.
with that.
I'm all for that, but see, now the companies go to the government, and the government tries to fix it, which messes everything up. And I was always telling people, look, if you
I wouldn't say it's the companies that are leading the war on drugs. That's not an accurate statement.
I'm opposed to the war on drugs. I think it's the biggest joke in the history because our government's for sale. They're making a lot of money off of this. People are making money off of it. And I'm all about free agency. Let them have their way. If you don't go to work, well, then look at what you're doing and find out why you're not going to work.
You know, I used to know a guy, and Doug, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I used to know a guy who ran a construction business, and he told me that he'd rather have a crackhead working for him because that crackhead is going to be there at 6 in the morning because he is going to want to get paid so he can go get some crack later on in the day, whereas an alcoholic is always calling in. Oh, I can't make it in today, and, you know, whatever excuse.
It's hard to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning when you drank till 1 or 2.
Crackhead's probably still going.
Speed is very efficient. It makes people very efficient. A lot of truck drivers.
I think there's a lot of mistakes made.
I don't
like the idea of truck drivers on speed, but
there's a reason they use it.
It happens. Well, one of the reasons they use it is because they're constantly pushed to be somewhere at a certain time, and there's certain government regulations where they can't be on the roads for X amount of hours.
It's going to be 10 hours a day, I believe.
Yeah, so they're really under a lot of pressure. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We've got Matt listening in Pittsburgh. You're on Free Talk Live. Matt.
Hi, and Mark, Corey. I just want to. Normally, I don't call in. I'm kind of the radio equivalent of a lurker. But I was incredibly saddened to hear that you're going off the air in WSC, mainly because that's how I came to Liberty. I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm, and then I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night, and from there I went on joined the Free State Project and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because. I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of Liberty.
Aw, that really warms my heart. I really appreciate it, and that's part of what we're doing with Free Talk Live, as longtime listeners know, is getting on as many radio stations as we possibly can get on, where normally your day-to-day programming is the usual typical either conservative crap or the Democrat, you know, lefty stuff, and then bringing a message of liberty to the airwaves where people can encounter it. They can give it an honest assessment over time, you know, keep listening and see what they think, ask questions, call in with those questions, and then hopefully come to the same conclusion illusions that we have about human freedom and allowing people to be free in their lives, and as long as they don't harm anybody else. I'm so grateful that you were able to find the show, and you know, I'm grateful for WSCC for having us on for as many years as they did. I mean, it was a really good run, and it's a really great radio station with a great signal in the Charleston market there in South Carolina. And you know, I can pull it up here and see when we started. I think it was 2008. So we've been on that station. It's one of our longest running stations. It's one of our biggest stations.
It's a big market, big signal. It's great.
I'm very sad to have to go from the station, but that doesn't mean that we're off the air. As I mentioned, the competitor in the marketplace has already agreed to pick us up right out the gate. So we shouldn't even be missing a weekend at all in Charleston. So you won't be able to listen on FM anymore in Charleston, South Carolina, come next weekend. But WTMA will be taking the show and the crosstown competition. So that's good news, at least.
Well, and I called the program director several times to let him know how grateful I was that they put you guys on the air. So
thank you.
I guess it didn't work because the corporate overlords decided that they had a better fit. But and I know you don't like shout-outs, so I'll let it go. But I just wanted to – I felt like I had to call in and let you guys know about that.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Matt. In fact, we've been gathering – Mark has been working on a project kind of behind the scenes, gathering testimonials from listeners like you who called in and said, hey, thank you. You know, your show was instrumental in helping me find the ideas of
2014 is going to be the year of Free Talk Live. We're really ramping up efforts to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations now. We've been on the air for over 10 years. We've got the internals worked out as far as the business, and we're going to try our darndest. And it's listeners like you that make a difference. Thanks for amping.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate your call tonight, and stay out there. We're going to keep doing as much as we can to spread these ideas. So 855-453. By the way, WTMA is AM 1250. If you don't have it already set on your dial in Charleston, and it's the Cumulus station, so it's the other big monster kind of company. But at least there's at least awareness amongst the station that hey, the show's been on in the market and it's available, and they know that people. You know, he knew what the show was when I called in. The program director of this other station knew about Free Talk Live because we've been on forever in Charleston. So it was like, you know, it's a no-brainer. You pick up the show that people know in the town and they listen to. So, again, we're glad we're going to be on and expanding next weekend in Charleston to Saturday and Sunday nights. So, for the first time ever, Charleston listeners will be able to hear Mark and your show on Sunday nights.
That's right. We do a Sunday night version. Actually, seven nights a week.
Free Talk Live is live. And if we're not on your local talk station yet, you can call your local program director and ask him or her to add Free Talk Live. If we are on, you can call your existing station and say thank you. Because it makes a difference when you call in and show appreciation for something that you think the station is doing right. Because obviously, you know, some of the other shows that they probably have aren't so liberty-oriented. More coming up here. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but we've got plenty of time because, as we were mentioning before, we do the show 7 nights a week. So if you don't get your thoughts in tonight, you can call tomorrow night. Even if you don't have the show on your local talk radio station on Sunday night, we're still here doing it. So you can always call in and listen online over at freetalklive.com. The We tonight includes me, Ian.
And Corey.
And Mark.
Corey, thanks for coming in and being on Free Talk Live with us here tonight.
Thanks for having me. It's been a blast.
Well, it is a real pleasure to have somebody who's so important in the Liberty Movement, one of your important Liberty podcast here, and you spend a little time with us. Absolutely.
He's been doing radio for a long time, starting with, at least on LRN.FM, the voice of radical dissent. Years ago.
Yeah, 2009 to like 2011.
So you were there in the beginning because LRN.FM started in 2009. So
yeah,
must have
I think I was your
after.
First live show that wasn't out of Keene, New Hampshire.
Ah, right on, right on. And now you're here in Keene, well, temporarily. But you are looking at making a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, is that correct?
Yeah, I've been a signer since about 2010, 2011, like signer 10,000.
Now, the Free State Project is, for those listeners that are unfamiliar, it is a movement that is intending to move 20,000 individuals. So Mark and myself, we moved back in 2006. There have been over 1,000 people who've moved thus far. There's actually over 1,500 people that are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. These are individuals who believe in liberty, people who believe that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else, and who are willing to actually do things to achieve some semblance of freedom in our lifetime. So to bring the doers together to the same geographic location. That's the idea of the Free State Project. What was it that, you know, convinced you, I guess, what pushed you over the edge? Because there's usually objections. Like for me, my objection was, oh my God, it's cold. I'm from Florida. I don't want to be cold. And
we have heaters here. It's amazing.
I'm from Ohio, so I don't have that problem. You know, the weather here is just about the same. No, I just thought the idea of moving people together was fantastic. It really didn't take much to convince me. Actually, I would say another testimonial for you, Free Talk Live, is what convinced me to do sign up for the Free State Project, because I became a fan of Free Talk Live and started listening, and you started talking about all the fantastic stuff you had going on up here, and I said, you know what? That sounds like a fantastic idea, and I'm going to go and sign up and try to make the move as soon as I can.
It's very exciting, and I know you're a few years away from making that move. You're still going to school and getting some, you know, strings tied up down in Ohio where you currently live, but it's got to be exciting looking at what's happening here and hearing all of the news about all the exciting activism and wanting to be a part of it. I think, can only imagine.
Yeah, it's I've been itching to get here as much as possible, and I think I'm about 5 years out, and as I get closer, I'll be making more trips up here. So
go check it out, freestateproject.org. And another excuse to come to New Hampshire is the Liberty Forum. It's happening February 20th through the 23rd, so we're just about 2 months away from that. It's happening in Nashua, New Hampshire's Crown Plaza Hotel. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live, and I don't know if you're going to be attending, Corey, but if you are, then you probably will be broadcasting live from there as well.
Unfortunately, I go to another Liberty conference.
Oh, drat!
Yes.
What other Liberty conference?
Students for Liberty International conferences around that time. So,
well, hopefully there will be some Free Staters there as well, because that's a great conference to go to recruit new members for the Free State Project. Because young people are ideal targets for this message of, you know, they don't have, you know, families usually, they don't have kids yet if they're just out of college, for instance, and don't have careers necessarily tying them down. So it's a perfect time. You get out fresh out of college, come to New Hampshire. Freestateproject.org. And again, if you want to check out the Liberty Forum, it's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to be missing out, Corey, because it is a blast. February 20th through the 23rd, nhlibertyforum.com. You can go there. The early bird tickets, I believe, are still available for about 3 weeks. So don't miss the early bird pricing. nhlibertyforum.com. As we go back to the phones and the fun, let's talk to Tim, listening in Mobile to WAVH on the FM band. Hey, Tim.
Hey. What I was calling about was the war on drugs, and this is actually a lesser known fact. The televangelist Pat Robinson actually did an interview with the New York Times when asked about his beliefs when it comes to the legalization of marijuana. He said that we needed to stop the war on drugs. We've wasted enough money on that. And that he is now a strong backer for the movement to legalize marijuana.
Yep. At the very least, he's right on the marijuana issue now. He's changed his mind about that, yep. and good for him.
I just hope that God doesn't afflict us with some kind of terrible natural disaster because we've legalized marijuana.
It just goes to show that there's hope for anybody out there. I mean, even someone like Pat Robertson can change their mind on this issue. I find that a very hopeful thing.
Actually, if anyone who's listening wants to say there's a moral objection, they need to look in Genesis. It said that man should partake of any seed-bearing plant. Last I checked, this stuff's got plenty of seeds in it.
Well, sometimes it does. Sometimes it
doesn't. Just getting the crap. Don't smoke the cack.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No.
Appreciate you hearing from you, sir. Thanks. Good call. All right, let's go to Jamie. He's in a truck on the road in Texas. Hey, Jamie.
Yeah, I drive a truck and over the road, and I just ran into a friend of mine that I hadn't seen. I was in the military with him. I hadn't seen him in over 25 years. But anyway, he's on food stamps and unemployment, and has been on unemployment for I'm not sure how long, but I know it's been a long time. And the reason why he won't go get a job is because he smokes marijuana. And he said if it wasn't for that, he'd be working today.
Is it because he's ill that he smokes marijuana, or he just likes to get high?
He just likes to get high.
Sounds like an excuse to me. I mean, he can go get a restaurant job in a heartbeat smoking marijuana.
Yeah, anybody can deliver pizza.
But anyway, I'm thinking, you know, who's paying his way on food stamps and unemployment? And I'm out here driving and, you know, got to be somewhere at 3 o'clock in the morning. And can you imagine what would happen if they legalized it? I mean, it's rampant enough with it out being legal.
First off, I'd like to say thanks for what you do, because I believe truckers keep America moving. Everything that anybody's got that's, you know, nearby them, all the stuff, it was moved by truck. Thanks for that.
Including the marijuana. Look, there's plenty of drivers out there, and you know, you've got to know this, Jamie. There's plenty of professional drivers that are marijuana users. I mean, there's just no shortage of people out there that do this stuff, and legalizing it isn't going to expand the usage. If you actually look at statistics of places like the Netherlands, and Portugal, where they've had some experience with legalization, you actually find that teenagers, for instance, aren't as likely to start using marijuana because it no longer has the forbidden fruit aspect to it since it's no longer illegal in those places. And if they don't start using marijuana at 16 or 18, they're probably not going to start when they're 20 or 23 or 30. So over time, with legalization, you actually have less likelihood that people are going to use it. You believe that?
I'm sure there's some people out there, too, that don't do it because it is illegal and they don't want to.
There's probably a few of them, yeah. But let me ask you this. If that were true, if it were true that it's going to increase.
And getting food stamps and they have a job because it's illegal.
Well, one of the reasons that your friend isn't working isn't because he wants to stay stoned all the time necessarily. I don't know about his specific instance, but certainly there's somebody out there that doesn't work because they want to be stoned all the time and they want to take the government handouts. But it's also because he can't get a job because he wants to smoke maybe recreationally. So that's another issue, is that he simply can't work. A truck driver isn't worthless because they've smoked marijuana once in the last week. They're worthless if they smoked marijuana once in the last hour. So if somebody can drive their 10 hours, smoke a joint, go to sleep, wake up, they're fine to drive.
Yeah. And you can drive 11 hours a day. You got to have a 10-hour break.
Oh, I thought... hold on. What's the rules? You can drive 11 hours per day?
Yeah. You got to have a 10-hour break. And you got to have a 30-minute break within an 8-hour period.
Okay.
And you can work up to 14 hours.
What does work mean?
11. Okay. Like you're sitting at a dock getting unloaded or unloading your truck or, you know, stuff like that.
Jamie, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm not willing to put my neighbors in jail based on, you know, well, the way some people behave. I mean, that, you know, you're right. There are some. I'm sorry?
I wouldn't want him going to jail at all for what he does.
I just don't want him to get paid to do it for free.
Right, but you were suggesting that maybe it shouldn't be legalized. And the thing is, if it's illegal, then people go to jail. So, like, there's no two ways about that. Like, it's either illegal and people go to jail for it, or it's legal and they don't. And if it's
legal, we don't give social welfare programs to people who lie about and smoke pot.
Right, the welfare seems to be the real problem. And, Jamie, thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Dave quickly in New Jersey. Dave, you got some final thoughts? Go quick. Dave, are you still there? Dave in New Jersey going once. Dave in New Jersey going twice. Hello? Quick, quick.
Hello.
Like a bunny. 10 seconds. Go.
Open compensation. New Jersey stinks. Don't ever get on it.
You couldn't make a word out of what he
was
saying.
New Jersey stinks.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. I'll try to stay away from Jersey.
Workers' compensation in New Jersey stinks? Is that what he was trying to say?
I've been through there enough to know I don't want to go back. Check out Corey Moore at CoreyMooreShow.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great weekend.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.